Welcome everybody to the you screwed me up. Welcome everybody to the Chop Sports Podcast here on a Monday, August 16th, 2021. I just called AJ Poppy, so I don't know if that's is that even racist?
It's definitely not racist.
It's not racist, right?
Now it is.
Now it is because I said
because you didn't know if it was or wasn't. So
the fact that I questioned it, it is now. All right. Well, that's where we're at.
You're
so whatever.
Piece of shit, Dave. I got fucking Mexican relatives.
Cancel me to death. But we are here live in studio right now doing a live stream for all the boys and girls at home and also recording the Monday podcast. Lots to get into. Don't look at all the comments, Gooch. I know that's where you're going right now. You're going to get distracted. Get rid of them. Put them off to the side. They're coming in plenty. And if AJ sees any that he likes and wants to put up on the screen, he can do that. So, Sturch, Gooch, AJ from the...
telling me what to do already.
I'm not trying to tell you what to
next
do.
He's going to tell me to turn my phone off, which I'm not.
Ever. I mean, you never do, but whatever. I mean, that's just, it's a distraction. Get your bearings. Drink your coffee. I see that we're not rocking. That's not a coffee.
It's a water.
It's a water. We're not doing coffee. I came in here low energy. Now I'm really just like really worried that you're not going to be full go Gooch.
When I have too much coffee on the back end of a two-day hangover, I get ulcers. I get... acid reflux, so that's where I'm at today.
No bueno, no bueno. All right, well, there's a lot to talk about today. The NFL preseason week one comes and goes. There's a couple things we could talk about from that. The Yankees take another series, which we're excited about because, look, the wild card race is indeed a wild card race now. There's a pennant race going on. And, of course, we'll get to the update. And today it's day 12. We're going to pick an AFC North champion here as we preview the Pittsburgh Steelers. We already tackled the Bengals, the Ravens, the Browns, and today we'll do the Steelers. So we want to thank you guys for joining us. And of course, if you're listening to this, be sure to subscribe to all of our podcasts or your podcast of choice, whatever you want to do. There's plenty of podcasting for everybody to go around. I know there's a soccer podcast with the Squeaky Bum Time. You got a Mets podcast. You got a Jets podcast. You got an MMA podcast. We're covering it all. We're going to be adding, subtracting, doing all the things we do. Yeah, I know. I publicly said subtracting because, look, if you don't fit the vibe, and you're the one that always says this, and I say this now at home, and it makes no, like, sometimes she's looking at me like, what? What did you say? I was like, it's a vibe. You don't get that? Yeah,
like, so if it ain't a vibe.
I was on my way to my godson's first birthday. I was listening to country music. And there's a couple country songs that I really like now, like some of the mainstream stuff. I'm not like, you know, as soon as I post that I'm listening to a country song or whatever, like, oh, you should have been listening to him back in 2014 when he came out. Like, no, this is where I'm catching on. But it's funny because I'm listening to country and I'm rocking to it. I'm loving it, blah, blah, blah. My daughter's going crazy in the back for it. And I was like, you know, this is a different vibe because I'm so used to listening to Gucci's Spotify gangster rap or whatever else. It's a vibe. And that's fine.
It's more like trap music.
Trap music, I was into that in 2015. I was heavy into that, like Flostradamus.
I think that you're what? Having a complete different idea of what trap music actually is.
I'm wrong.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
What is that called then?
I don't know.
I don't even know what that is.
I don't even know who that is.
Flostradamus would knock the crap out of Big Booty Mix. That's where I'm at. You gotta listen to that stuff.
Christ.
I'm telling you, watch it. Listen to it. It's good.
Says the guy
Diplo?
That's never.
What about Diplo? What's
all right, he? I understand, but it's not trap music. That's house trap music, maybe?
No. Trance? Nah, I could be wrong. I don't know. Check the comments, AJ. I'm not sure. Maybe somebody can correct. But trance.
It's definitely. It's
like
definitely,
electronica? Like well, fucking glow sticks?
Trap music, like trapped. You know, if you're in the trap, that means you're like. Doing,
dealing?
Okay. Yeah, you're
maybe not. Oh, whatever. I mean, oh, wait. Maybe Dave, your privilege is showing. Tommy D, my man.
And also, this whoever commented this, yes, Bobby Shmurda would be considered a trap guy.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I thought I was cultured, and now I'm showing my age again. All right, both of you get off my lawn.
But anyway. For real. I don't want anything to do with your lawn and your fucking shitty country music. Let me tell you that.
Shitty country. Yeah. Oh, and by the way, drunk impulse buy Saturday night, I got myself tickets to PNC to go see Leonard Skinner, brother.
I went and saw Fogerty with my parents, and it was 11 hours long. So after like four songs, you're like, oh, cool. And then you're like, but are you going to fucking shut up ever? Because I want to leave.
We just have a really big tailgate plan. Like, apparently my buddy's uncle has a Winnebago. I call it Winnebago. It's like from Family Guy. It's Winnebago.
A Winnebago.
Winnebago. He's
I actually got one of told those guys. Ash that I want to get an RV and just set up a
podcast. Don't go falling in love with it because we're taking it with us. I was like,
we'll just have a traveling podcast studio. And she looked at me and she was like, did you fucking die already?
Please don't. Can you just croak? Please. Anyway, We'll start off with some preseason football. I know Gucci doesn't watch any of it, but I watched plenty of it. There was a couple things that definitely shouted out and like stood out to me. And that is, I could start with the what I tried. Remember, we had this discussion on Friday, Gooch, that I was not going to be able to stay up for the Dallas Cowboy game on 10 o'clock start on the West Coast. I, in fact, stayed up till about midnight, fell asleep, woke up at 12:30, game's still on. So I'm just like, okay, missed a little bit. I missed Ben DiNucci's first touchdown pass, which I was very upset about because I've been banging that dead horse that he's not good at football and he now leads the team in touchdowns because they finally scored a touchdown. Took them two games, but they got one.
Leads the team in what?
Touchdown passes.
Leads what and what? I'm so confused by what you mean.
What do you mean? He leads the team
in what? Because there's no such thing as team leaders or stats.
There is, though, when it's the preseason. I'm talking about the fact that Ben DiNucci played, Garrett Gilbert played.
The team in practice touchdowns.
Oh, my God. Anyway.
Well, there's, come on, there, Dave. No, nobody, but there's no team leaders and shit like that. Like, God. Guys get four plays. How is someone going to lead the team if they don't even play?
Well, considering the fact that Dallas has been rotating these quarterbacks
he leads a quarter apiece. The players out of the guys that they don't want to get hurt in touchdown passes.
Basically, because Dak Prescott did not play again. However, all that garbage with the second MRI and people worrying about his shoulder, he is fine, he's healing good, and Dak is ready to rock. So I'm excited about Hard Knocks this week, but it will
for
be a week
all those
ago.
Guys out there that were worried.
Yeah, I was
worried about Dak's shoulder.
I'm sick
gives
over
a
here.
Shit about
AJ,
Dak's
you did tell
shoulder,
me about
bro.
Tummy issues, so maybe yeah. That was a Dak Prescott thing. Mm-hmm. You see Dak Prescott everywhere. There's a little figurine of him over here. There's a poster over there.
In my dreams.
Yeah, right. Well, listen, I mean, you're not the only one. But anyway, so things that stood out in the preseason week one. First, can we start off with the Kyle Kerms, our boy, the sauce, will be helping us out when football season starts off. He posted a clip of our boy, Tim Tebow, laying the wood, in a block. Now, did you see it?
Yeah.
Okay. Did you see it, AJ?
Yes.
It's viral all over the internet, not just in Chop Sports. There's multiple angles of it. To me, he got the job done. I don't care how bad it looks. He got the job done. He gets in the guy's way, sets up a block so the guy can kick outside. And then you got guys online saying, well, it was an inside run and this and that, and it was supposed to be a wedge. Like, dude, he got in the way.
Are they talking like that when they type?
They definitely
that's
are.
That's how
definitely.
You're reading it?
That is the coach speak. Like, Grasso, I love him. Coach, so he knows the game. Devlin, longtime fan, he knows the game. Kyle literally studies the nooks and crannies of every game. So I'm giving these guys credit. But when they get into this, like the specifics of it, like, well, it was an inside lead run. Were you in the huddle, bro? You know the call? All I know is that Tim Tebow laid a block out. I don't care if he crawled up in a ball, which it actually kind of seemed like he did. Crawled up in a ball, set the block. The guy springs to the outside. It's a successful block. Get off of Tebow's shit. It's enough is enough already. I know these guys are waiting for him to get cut. Here's a newsflash. Not going to get cut. This guy will be on the sidelines
in
2021.
I don't think Tim Tebow's afraid to run into people. That's not really, you know, he's not trying to be a tight end because he's afraid to be.
Correct. And that's his first block that he had to throw like that. It's one thing to engage with the man right in front of you. It's another thing to pull or watch for the stunt or anything like that. Now I sound like one of those guys, you know, but like that's a thing. Like, so to get in his way and take him out of the play, he did his job, and I guarantee you, they can all laugh at it. And I'm talking even the Jaguars when they're watching
more
the film.
Or less, it was more or less a bad read by the defender. If he would have ran towards the towards where the play was going,
he would have gotten hit. Right, right. So because he kind of caught him on not a crackback block because it was a clean block, and it was just, you know, something I had to give it out there.
But I see what Kyle's trying to do.
He stirs the pot.
But in a way, he's doing better because he used to be stir the pot and have everybody hate him.
Yeah, now like
he's
Jerry just, Rice isn't the best receiver of all time.
The pot.
What? Like, what?
But there is something to be said for the controversy as long as it's not coming from a place where people are like, all right, enough is enough.
Right.
Because it does get a lot.
It is encouraged in Chop Sports to bring up the debate. You know what I mean? And if that's his shtick and he likes to rile him up, then rile him up.
It was the same thing that he said about us talking shit about all of our Colts picks.
The Colts, right.
He's coming at me a little bit, but, you know.
I think, no, he said all, because we're all on the same record.
Well, that's what I'm saying. He's coming at me because I am one of the Chop Sports guys that said the Colts weren't going to play well this year. But I know what the real thing is that he has a bet, a hefty bet in on over 10 wins for the Colts.
Oh, so he doesn't want to hear that.
So he doesn't want to hear any of that.
No, of course not. Of course not. It's like, you know, it's like in the ninth inning of a game and so or the fourth quarter of a football game. They're like, well, you know, the Packers have never blown a lead with 10 minutes to go when they're up by 10 or more. And then you're like, why did you say that? You know, like, why did you have to say that?
I don't actually.
You don't buy into that either?
Into any of that.
You don't buy into any of
that. None of those games that they're talking about were that game with those players against that team. So it has zero bearing.
100%. It's just a funny thing to say, like, why did you have to do it? Like, oh, he's 10 for 10 from inside the 30. Well, you know he's missing the next kick.
That makes, fans of teams hate announcers for no reason.
That's why the Joe Buck. That's why Joe Buck gets hated. That's why everybody else.
I don't like Joe Buck.
Why don't you like Joe Buck? Besides the whole you don't think he likes the Yankees thing.
He's annoying. And honestly, I wouldn't say that I've turned the corner on Joe Buck. It's just in general with people that are consistently having to talk on camera, I give a pass now because I understand as someone who's trying to talk on camera every day that it's fucking hard.
Not easy. This kid, this guy is everywhere. He hosted Jeopardy last week and like Jess hit me up. She's like, oh, now I can't watch Jeopardy. I'm like, he's a guy that gets it because he makes fun of himself. Now, Here's another Collinsworth. That's a guy that's like, too much. But anyway, more things that jump out at the preseason. The Giants offense stinks without Daniel Jones. that's apparent. They couldn't score against the Jets. How do you like your Jets in week one there, AJ?
Basically, I like the fight they showed, but I don't care. It's a preseason game.
Zach Wilson looked good.
His first bit of action.
Zach Wilson looked okay. I did like seeing Salah on the sidelines. He's animated. He's going to be a good coach in my mind. Look, it obviously remains to be seen. But the Giants offense didn't look that good. Your boy, the future of the Green Bay Packers, Jordan Love, got some love on Saturday night. He played. Played well, I think 125 yards passing. Then he hurt his shoulder, so I think he's going to be out for a week.
Well, he played well on one drive, so all his stats came on one drive. It was good to see that he put something together, but they had three and out in his next three drives. And then
your boy, Uncle Funches, had himself a decent day. Six nice catches for 70 yards.
One-handed grab.
Yeah, I mean, look, these are the time, like, especially Funches, like, who missed all of last year for opting out, correct?
Yeah,
he opted out. So he's back in the mold now, and he could possibly be a role player because once upon a time, Funches was really good.
I think Funches could be more than a role player.
That's what I'm saying. Like once upon a time, he was really good.
Him and Lazard, really, I wouldn't say they're interchangeable, but they're very similar in style. They're both 6'5". They both block well.
Is MVS still a Packer?
Yeah.
Yeah. And Lazard. And
now MVS is now, I wouldn't say he's fighting for a roster spot because I think that they're going to carry six receivers, maybe even seven.
That's a lot of receivers. I mean, unless a lot of these guys are playing special teams and whatnot, well, so there's room for them there.
I think. I don't want to get too deep into it. That's fine. You got Devontae. You got Lazard,
right.
Funches, Cobb. You know he's not getting cut.
Oh, Randall Cobb, okay.
Then you got Amari Rodgers, the third-round pick. He's not getting cut. And Scantling.
I think Scantling's going to find himself on the kickoff team and really excel there because he will catch a 60-yard bomb at some point. Right, there's a lot of depth.
I don't like having MVS and Lazard as their 2 and 3, but now they don't have to be.
Now they don't have to be, correct. That's a good thing. So speaking of Packers content, when are we dropping? Let's do it. Come on.
Leave me alone, bro. Leave me alone. It was supposed to be this week, but
get some context first, I guess. You can re-record if you need to.
Bro, I have so many things going on right now, and I need to be able to be sure that I'm going to be focused and I could do an episode a week starting this week.
Right. So we're putting it out there. Packers Pulse drops this week. Fantasy guy over here recorded his second time around.
Dropping tomorrow.
Okay. Not on our network. On our network, or have we discussed terms with that?
Yeah, whatever. I've talked to him loosely about it, but whatever.
Whatever the case may be, we're going to drop it.
All right.
What?
It's not like a CBS lineup where you put out a show at a time. Like, I don't care if every show on our network fucking dropped the same day. Typically, most of the shows outside of maybe mine, where I have like listeners that listen to both or a few listen to Jimmy's that listen to ours, there's some crossover. But at the same time, it's a podcast, so you listen to it throughout the week when you get a chance.
Oh, I see the numbers. It grows every day. Like somebody, you will get to it when you get to it. That's the beauty part about podcasts.
Tuesday at 8 a.m., I can't wait to listen to the fucking Chop Heads MMA podcast. You better not be hoping for it on Tuesday at 8 a.m. because it's usually not done yet.
I mean,
no, it'll be done this Tuesday at 8 a.m.
And look, the ones that take longer to put out are usually the better ones with better production. We put out a product every day where it's very redundant and I have like a format where it's easy and it's just, you know, gets out real quick. We don't add the bells and whistles that you do for Chop Heads.
It's redundant. You just kind of talk shit about our
podcast. Not redundant. I'm saying like very similar style. We go through the rundown. We go to break. We come back. We do the thing.
I always look at redundant as like a negative connotation.
No, it just says like repeated. That's all. Like that's the same format. It's a show format.
We'll call it structured.
Structured. I like that better. Trevor Lawrence gets his first action. We talked about Tebow before. He looked, we'll see. Again, he did make one throw. He did make one throw. To what? I think it was Marvin Jones Jr.
Yeah.
And we've been talking about him a lot.
You'll hear about him tomorrow on Fantasy Guy if you want to tune in.
Okay. I'm excited about that because I definitely need some fantasy knowledge as my first draft comes up. This coming Sunday, live from Bar A. Don't ask. I'm not in favor of that at all. But I mean, I don't want to go to Bar A to do a draft, but if it's at 10, 11 o'clock in the morning, maybe we will beat the shitty people rush. Trey Lance came in, dropped an 85-yard touchdown pass, but that was it. Then the rest of his game was kind of blah, but Trey Lance comes in, shows Jimmy G what he's got. I will say this. Drew Lock played in a very good game considering his playing time. 5 for 7, 151, 2 touchdowns. And now he's in competition, direct competition, I think, with Teddy Bridgewater. Teddy Bridgewater has an opportunity to go in there and start, but Drew Lock has said, hold my beer, like, let me go in there and do my thing. And to do it in preseason against first-team defenses is really, really nice to see. But the one thing I will say is that if you joined us for the draft party, You knew who Sturge wanted at number 10 overall for Dallas, and that was Patrick Surtain Jr. My man gets a pick six in his first live action, and I'm like, I still love you, Micah Parsons, and I think you're going to be great, but man, did I want Patrick Surtain so bad. So he makes it look easy.
Yeah, because Dallas can't fucking cover anybody.
Oh, it's been the bugaboo, but hopefully they get better this year. All I'm asking for is a middle-of-the-pack defense. That's all I want. Middle-of-the-pack defense, elite offense, which, again, that got burned on Twitter. I put out a photo.
If you watch Hard Knocks, you realize that Micah Parsons is already a Hall of Famer, so you're good. At least you got a Hall of Fame middle linebacker right away.
You're just being – you're laying on the sarcasm just a little thick. Anyway, if the Colts don't have Wentz for week one, his backup, Jacob Eason, went 15 for 21, buck 83. Jacob Eason might be QB1. If there's been no movement, no talk about Phillip Rivers, no talk about a trade. And even if you trade somebody for somebody right now, what are the odds they're implemented in the entire system now week deep into only a three-game preseason?
If they're trading for a quarterback right now,
I don't think it's happening.
I'm just saying if they do,
okay,
it's the odds that he's going to play is 100% because that's why they're doing the trade, and that means that they don't believe in the guy that they have there. They could talk all the shit they want. It's not that hard to implement it all. Like, to get your complete offense going is one thing, but to just dumb it down a little bit, these guys are NFL players. They could go in there and run an offense.
Okay,
there's no doubt about it. But I do think it will be Rivers if it's anybody.
Well, he would have to come out of retirement. Kind of knows the offense already, so that's one guy who doesn't really need to be caught up to speed if he wants to come out.
You don't
have
to give up assets to get him.
Correct. He just comes back, and that's it. You sign him to a one-year, probably, I don't know, $2 million deal, $3 million deal, and you got yourself a quarterback.
As I've said before, I don't think Rivers is going to come back unless he's going to get the job for the season. I don't think he's coming back for a stopgap option.
Well, then he's not coming back because Wentz is not going to be out for the season. I mean, you would think, right? I mean, the Eagles are hoping that he plays 75% of the games. That's the only way they obtain that first-round pick, that additional first-round pick. But, yeah, so the preseason comes and goes. We'll give you the scores, what AJ's update, in just a minute. But we do want to touch on the fact that the Yankees dropped that Field of Dreams game. You know, they come back and they win, you know, the rest of the series. A little scary. I'll tell you what, I do have a new, like, pet cat on this team. I'm a big, big fan of Nestor Cortez. I love this
all
kid.
Year.
I know, but
it's
I'm like,
hard to not be.
It's all year long.
I know,
bro.
But like, just recently, I started to be like, this guy, man, he to me doesn't have overpowering stuff, has great breaking stuff, and has like this moxie to him. It reminds me, and I'm not comparing the two, so don't crucify me. It reminds me of Andy Pettit.
Oh, stop.
I just said I'm not comparing the two.
I didn't crucify you. I just said stop.
It's just it. Just doesn't have overpowering stuff. Pettit didn't have it. His breaking stuff was nasty. What?
Pettit had.
At the end of his career, I'm talking about. At the end of his career.
Pettit was a fucking
big in big 96 lefty. And 98, he was great. But when we had him later on in his career, he really focused in on his
right
breaking
after
stuff.
He stopped taking steroids.
Exactly. So, and I mean, lo and behold, where did he do Pettit his cheating at?
Pettit had a fucking. Had a bowling ball for a sinker, so he was overpowering, definitely. And where did he do his cheating at? Yeah.
Houston. It's like Brett out there.
With Roger.
Roger Clemens. So the Yankees find themselves 2.5 out of the wild card. They're surging right now. Keep playing. Keep winning these series. I think that's a lot of series in a row, I think. I mean, it sounds so broad.
Somebody made the comment that they haven't lost a series since All-Star break, which is not true. I think that was Devlin. It's not true.
No, I thought that was Travis Ola. But you sure?
We're both.
You sure?
Didn't they lose to the Red Sox right out of the gate?
I thought they lost the first game, and then I don't know.
No, they lost three or four.
They definitely lost to the Red Sox right out of the gate.
Yeah,
they
all right.
Lost
so maybe the first since they won that one series, they,
yeah.
All right, but with big series coming up, I mean they got one game. I guess this is a makeup game against Anaheim. That sucks for Anaheim. Do they have any other East Coast trip? Because all of a sudden, Los Angeles, the Angels have to come to the Bronx today for one game.
It's probably because they're already on the East Coast.
I have to be right. Yeah, I mean,
they're not making them fly across
the country. That's what I'm saying, literally across the country to do one game. They would just
make that game up if needed at the end of the season if it didn't work out logistically.
Correct.
They're not going to just force a team.
Correct. But yeah, big series coming up Tuesday night. I believe the first game's a doubleheader. So these are games you have to have at this point. I mean, no more. You know, we have a nice little chunk of a Yankee fan base within Chop Sports. Same thing goes with the Mets. Big followings. But, you know, there are people that are super critical of this team. Me being one of them, Janine being another one. Like, these guys do find ways to lose games, but lately they've been winning series, and it's nice to see that certain people are starting to step up. Garrett Cole gets on the mound tonight, fresh off of COVID. Need Chapman back, absolutely. Because, look, they're running out of answers in the late innings. You know, Loaizaka did not have to come out yesterday, by the way.
No, not one bit.
I'm so tired of this overworking thing. Like, he could have had an off day today in the one-game set when Garrett Cole's on the mound. That could have been your off day. You know, I'm so tired of this innings limit and, like, oh, he's overworked and, oh, yeah, he's not – there should be no such phrase in baseball as not available unless you're a starting pitcher. If you go out there and pitch 110 pitches, then yes, you're not available for the next 4 days.
I don't agree with that per se.
But what's with that, bro? Like, even Chapman.
He wasn't not available because he was pitching. So he was available.
Understood.
So he wasn't. But I mean, certain guys, if you pitch back-to-back days and you're throwing, I don't know these guys. I don't want people getting hurt.
But have you ever heard, like, me and you were longtime Yankee fans, you ever heard the term or the phrase not available when it came to Mariano Rivera?
100%.
Yeah? Yes. I don't remember that at all.
1,000,000,000%.
I don't remember that at all, man. I just remember him just being there pretty much at will. And
even more so later on in his career. Yeah, you want to preserve your bullpen a little bit because I've seen Yankee teams lose because their bullpen was worn down, and that's kind of what's happening now. They are worn down, but there's some injuries. We need Chapman back.
We need
our guys at the back end to push everybody into a less important role. If Chapman is there and he's on, then we're in good shape. We need the Chapman from April and May back. Not period. The Chapman from
period stop.
Post, yes. I got some breaking news in the world of soccer.
Oh. What, really? What?
Carly Lloyd has retired.
Who?
Carly Lloyd.
Who's that?
I just fell asleep.
The girl. Really yeah. Oh, okay, yeah. Team. Wow. Retired, huh?
Retired.
Wow.
Young, okay, no?
Anyway.
Wait, is she young?
Pretty young, yeah.
Maybe she's just toast and just doesn't want to do it anymore. What?
Why do we care about Carly Lloyd?
I thought we cover all.
We cover it all, Chris. And if you really want to get a breakdown on that, that's something that Squeaky Bum Time could definitely come out.
Do we cover women's soccer?
We don't, but it's not like we can't. We can,
I mean,
you know?
We won't anymore. AJ's looking at me like, fuck. Thought I had a good one there.
Like, breaking news. Carly Lloyd. And I'm like, oh, all right. Well, also breaking news. It's Monday. You know what I'm saying? It's as important to me as anything else. But look, soccer, listen, most popular sport in the world. Believe it or not.
I'm fucking starving.
So are
no
you?
More soccer talk. Yeah.
Okay. I didn't. So talking soccer makes you hungry?
No, talking soccer makes the show go longer. And it's less, more time that I have to wait to eat the mango that's in there.
Ah, yes, mango. Forgot to pack my lunch today.
Update from sucked. Scoop Aspo. Carly Lloyd is indeed old as fuck.
Oh, okay. All right. Well,
so it's even less.
Do I have the wrong person in my head? Maybe I do.
Yeah.
You know who I'm thinking of? Who's number 13?
Alex Morgan.
Morgan. Yeah. My girl Morgan. Yeah, that's who I was thinking of, but I had the wrong person. So thank you for that update, Scoop. I appreciate you. We appreciate you at the podcast. So with that, we have ourselves a very, very loaded, loaded AJ update because of all the NFL and baseball that took place this past weekend. AJ, hit him with that good shit.
All right. So we're here with the AJ Sports Update brought to you by Curtis Counts. Curtis Sells Houses has all your realty needs, so make sure to hit him up for anything you need. All right, let's dive into the first slate of games. So we have the Dodgers finishing their sweep of the Mets 14-6. Carlos Carrasco looked absolutely awful in that start. The Yankees are able to win their series with the help of Odor and Cortez as they beat the White Sox 5-3. Dansby Swanson, Jesus Christ.
Samsonite. You were way off.
Huge homer for the Atlanta Braves to win over the Washington Nationals 6-5. The Cincinnati Reds are able to edge out the Phillies 7-4 in a nice upset. The Brewers are able to beat the Pirates in a close one 2-1. Now let's head over to Boston, where they handle their division rival Baltimore Orioles with relative ease. The Marlins take care of the Cubs 4-1. Let's go over to the Rays game. They lost that one 4-7, and they had lost behind Polanco's huge sac fly in the ninth. That's where the Twins get the W. The Athletics lose to the Rangers 4-7 in a surprise upset. The Giants take care of the Rockies, as they usually do, 5-2. The Angels have a nice win over their division rivals, Houston Astros, 3-1. The Padres get back on track with Fernando Tatis' return. He hits two home runs in that return, and they win that game 8-2. And then the Blue Jays are able to take care of the Mariners 8-3, and they avoid the sweep. Now let's get into some NFL preseason, Dave's favorite sport in the entire world. So we have the Arizona Cardinals beating the Dallas Cowboys by a field goal at the
last moment. I wanted to hear.
19-16. The Jets and the Giants have a relatively boring game, as the Jets get the job done 12-7 in the Snoopy Bowl. The Bears defeat the Dolphins
20. Didn't mean to cut you off, but it's very early for the Snoopy Bowl, right? To be the first preseason
usually
game?
Usually it's like the third or the fourth.
That's what I'm saying. It's weird that it was so early.
I guess they're kicking off the season right
with the Snoopy Bowl. Right.
Justin Fields impresses in his debut. He has 14 for 20, 142 yards, and a TD. And they win that game 20-13. The Broncos spank the Vikings 33-6. And as we were mentioning earlier, Drew Locke looks really good in that game, 151 yards and two TDs. Let's head over to the Browns versus the Jaguars. We got to see Trevor Lawrence get his first play in, and he impressed a little bit. Wasn't the craziest performance, but he had a really nice throw to Marvin Jones Jr. on a third down on his own side of the field.
And then what did he have for breakfast, too? And what did he have for
Special K. But go ahead. Keep going.
The Ravens and the Saints go at it, and it's a pretty normal game. They win that one 17-14. The Bengals and the Buccaneers have themselves a game. The Bengals win that one 19-14. Jordan Love gets his first action as a Packer and loses that game 26-7. He goes 12-17, 122 yards and a TD. Let's head over to New England, where Ramondre Stevenson has two TDs, 127 yards, and looks dominant in his performance as the Patriots win over the Washington football team 22-13. Steelers defeat the Eagles 24-16. Titans beat up on Julio Jones' old home in Atlanta 23-3. The Bills edge out the Lions 16-15. The Chiefs have a nice victory, and Trey Lance has a nice debut. While 5-14 isn't the most impressive, he did show some of that early poise that people were looking to see on an 85-yard touchdown to Trent Sherfield. Now, the Raiders were able to defeat the Seahawks 20-7. We get to see some Nathan Peterman action.
So Peterman!
That's amazing.
I like that Peterman, man.
Chargers versus Rams. Not a very exciting game, but if you saw the fight in the background on our page, wow, was that entertaining. And then the Colts and Jacob Eason are able to get a victory over the Panthers. Chuba Hubbard, 80 yards, 7 carries in fantasy. Not a bad backup and a handcuff to look at. That is your AJ Sports update.
What's going on, guys? This is Sturch, and I'm here to let you guys know about some new happenings with Joe Pizzamenti of Attitude of Gratitude Consulting. This time around, I want to bring you guys up to speed on some of the amazing health and wellness products. These products focus on providing happiness for people, bringing out the four happy hormones in our body. That right away makes me happy. These products aid weight loss, sleep, mental clarity, and energy, just to name a few. They have even created your morning coffee to get your day started off right. That's not all, guys. Joe is in a giving mood, so now if you mention Shop Sports, he's going to provide you with a free discounted private travel website that you can use to book your travel needs. Even better, if you become a customer of Joe's, he's going to give you guys a travel voucher that you can use for up to a year and are only responsible for airfare and taxes. Visit attitudeofgratitudellc.com for more information.
Shit.
Just you were on there
good
the whole time.
Good. Then they could hear. I'm sure that they were thinking the same thing as me. Like, this is way too fucking long. And this isn't.
I was AJ. Trying to give AJ
it's
some
not
burn.
It's
bro.
Not AJ's fault.
No, I told him to. That was my fault. It's in the update where I'm like, add the NFL games.
Yeah, that was brutal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, I'm telling you, like, you'd be surprised. You and AJ not being fans of the preseason, that's fine. But there are a lot of guys out there that really want to hear.
I understand, but we just talked about it. We just, so like AJ just pretty much did a regurgitation of what
regurgitation. So you want to talk about a negative word? That's basically saying he threw it back
nothing,
up.
I definitely have nothing positive to say about the sports update because it went too long. I went and took a piss. There's another thing I have to say about that.
You have to,
what the fuck happens in that bathroom over the course of a weekend? Because on Friday we cleaned.
Yes.
Right? I went and I wiped the bathroom. I come in today and there's like piss stains on the seat. There's pubes on the floor.
I mean, we are disclosing a lot of information here. What is going
on at the Chop Studios bathroom over the weekend? I need to know. Well, or I need to stop.
We are all here all weekend at some point or another. So there's alone. You're right.
So everyone is like kind of, I was here alone one day. You were here alone one day. AJ talked about his diarrheal issues. Dave, I don't know. You didn't mention anything.
He went public with the fact that he had a tummy ache. So now I'm blaming all.
But it wasn't
all bathroom matters on AJ.
There wasn't shit splattered everywhere. It was piss and pubes.
All right.
And maybe we should leave a note saying, guys, if you sprinkle pubic hairs onto the floor in front of the toilet, maybe it would be a good idea to wipe them up.
So after you're done doing your business, you get it on your hands and knees and scrub the floor.
On your hands and knees and scrub the floor. Just like bend over. Like, I'm not asking you to do fucking the Cinderella fucking scrub the,
now here's what
the
I
whole
say.
Earth.
Here's what I want to say. Probably the piss was probably definitely me. I have a very inaccurate pee.
Well, I can almost say this. Bro. I'm going to say that. First of all, that is a fireable offense. I am not trying to clean up another grown-up's piss.
Seriously, bro.
Or anyone's piss, for that matter.
There you go.
The pube thing. I don't think you know what you might have to start doing. The hair. My hair falls out a bit sometimes.
Oh, now you're
what fucking hair do you?
He's got a lot of hair.
I got a lot of hair.
Yeah, but I guarantee he takes his hat off too because he's just sweating in there.
Small curly pubic hairs coming off of your head. I would hope not. Right.
I mean, who knows?
AJ, if you can't control your fucking pistol, then you might have to sit. While you piss like Larry David.
What do you think? Do you think the pubes are coming off of me while I'm pissing
Jesus
as well?
Jesus Christ, why is this a conversation?
It can't be a double offense.
Well, I'm just curious to know where they're coming from if they're not coming off of you or said human. And this is about the pee stains. It's not you because I don't think you're taking a multivitamin. It might be Dave because it's fucking bright yellow. I take a multivitamin. I wipe my dick when I piss, let alone...
I can't believe this is actually content that I'm going to have to probably edit out.
No, this is staying. This is fine. This is the banter that the people need. I guarantee you they like this segment more than the fucking segment that we just had to sit through.
Bro, come on.
For 30 minutes talking about
it. And it's nothing, no discredit to your update. You are informed and you know your shit.
I said it's not AJ's fault. It's not even really Dave's fault. It's the people's fault because apparently they want more preseason football.
I want all the football I can handle. But anyway.
Anyway.
Well, now that we're
I'm making the executive decision to not edit that part of the podcast out, and we're gonna get some feedback on it.
All right, we will. We'll see. I can't wait till my dad texts me and says like, "Yeah, Dave, you never really had a. I mean, you're gonna talk about your penis. Oh,
I talked about your penis, Dave.
All righty then. So today on the podcast, boys and girls, as you're listening to this G-rated podcast, we do have day 12. Of the 32 teams in 32 days, the comments are blowing up. I'm not even going to look at them because I can just imagine what they say. But the 32 teams in 32 days, like you were going to say something.
But I'm not going to.
I'm not even looking at the stream anymore. I'm looking at the depth chart of the Pittsburgh Steelers. That's where we're at, folks. The Pittsburgh Steelers are up now. They are, speaking of preseason, they are 2-0 in the preseason. Not that it means anything, but they're doing.
The only record in preseason that matters is the Cowboys are 0-2.
See,
that's what Jimmy texted me. He's like, preseason doesn't matter, but the Cowboys are 0-2.
You know, I would preferably go 0-4 and then rock it in the regular season because then at the end of the year, when you're telling the story, like when the Cowboys rode off into the sunset in February of 2022, just remember how many critics they had when they were 0-4 in the preseason.
I guarantee you that if they win the Super Bowl, which they're not, nobody is going to be like, they were 0-4 in the preseason.
Listen to me when I tell you this, okay? If the Dallas Cowboys win the Super Bowl this year, you might have to call out for a week, maybe even two, because I will be in friggin' tolerable to listen to when it comes to Dallas Cowboys. I'm telling you right now, I'm warning you now. It's middle of August.
So same as fucking right now. What are you even saying if they win?
I'm not intolerable. Am I?
I wouldn't say you're intolerable.
AJ, you want to sit here, bro?
I wouldn't say that you're intolerable. I think that
the Cowboys,
Dave cannot help himself, and I get it.
I got my own podcast. I got two Cowboys podcasts.
Three.
If you got this one.
For being honest.
Speaking of the Cowboys, the last time they won the Super Bowl, they beat the said Pittsburgh Steelers. So let's dive into the what?
Same.
Yes.
We got something in common.
And you did it in, where'd you do it? You did it in Dallas.
Got more playoff wins in Dallas than Dallas.
Anyway.
Ben Wexler with a good comment. Just mute his mic every time he talks Cowboys.
First of all, Ben, I run this shit. All right. Oh. This is my goddamn show. Shut your mouth. I will mute myself. Never. You will never hear me censored, muted, anything like that. However, I did get backlash via text message not knowing who Carly Lloyd was. She played at Rutgers. Again, that's my bad. You know, as they say in the streets, my bad. To the Steelers, finally. Big Ben, how are we feeling about Big Ben in 2021, Gooch?
Oh, man, my joke would have fucking been terrible if I was able to. I feel like I went too hard on this podcast already about terrible things.
Sure.
So I'm going to skip the whole Big Ben joke.
Uh-huh,
and
please
just say
do.
That he's in year, like, 31.
Okay,
he's
now feels like
slim,
it.
But he's not really slim.
He's like dad bod fat.
I think Big Ben early, he might have them playing well. Their defense is really good, so he doesn't have to do much.
Mm-hmm.
But I have a hard time giving Big Ben a full season at this point.
Just really?
Based on his history the last couple of years.
I just felt like, I know this is going to sound kind of silly to say that he's durable, but he has been durable.
Big Ben, that's been the problem, though. He's been so durable. He's played through so much. And now,
it's just
as a big guy,
catching up to him.
I think it's catching up to him. He's in better shape than he was last year.
Apparently, according to Schefter.
Well, 100% better shape than last year. It's just saying, not saying much because Big Ben's not really in the greatest shape, but neither am I at this point, so I'm not really one to talk. But I just don't have to get away from those defenses. I think that division, four times, you got Cleveland twice, you got Baltimore
six
twice.
Times.
That's well, they're not playing themselves, so that they don't have to play the other. Cincinnati's defense sucks.
I'm just saying they have to play the Bengals twice, the Browns twice, and the Ravens twice. It's six division games. Oh, you're just discluding the Bengals. Okay.
Thanks, Dave. I had no idea.
Good for a clarification. Good job, Ben, Dave. Good job.
Yeah, Big Ben's injury history the last couple seasons with the elbow. I don't know what else he's had going on.
Just overall wear and tear.
Overall wear and tear. And I know they're going to be running the ball a lot this year, but their offensive line is scary. I don't think that their offensive line is where it needs to be for a guy that needs to not get hit.
Much like different situation, different team, different thing. The situation is different. Like the Giants didn't address their offensive line, but Danny Dimes is mobile and he could probably get away from a couple things. The Steelers lost a lot of offensive linemen and he's not mobile.
And they weren't good already.
And right. And they lost a couple guys. What, the Castro retired and whatchamacallit? They lost
Villanueva.
Villanueva. So and look, they didn't address it technically. I mean, they probably did, but like not with guys that are any good.
We'll see.
But we'll see. Yeah. So if he's upright, he's going to be handing the ball off to somebody that's getting a lot of burn right now, and that's Najee Harris. There's a lot of comparisons to Lev Bell as far as his route running ability as out of the backfield. So, you know, and his running. I mean, he was the first running back taken in this year's draft, correct?
Najee Harris, yeah.
Yeah, so he's obviously the best running back available in, you know, coming from college to the pros. How much do you think you can throw stock into Harris being the bell cow? I mean, they do still have Benny Snell as the backup.
I am high on Najee Harris. I think he's an elite talent. I'm worried about the offensive line, and the same thing. Any running back in the NFL running behind a offensive line like that, I worry about their health over the course of the year. I think there'll be a lot of, in terms of a fantasy perspective, I'll take Najee Harris because I think that they're going to be throwing him the ball a lot. So I think regardless, he's going to get his burn that way.
Mm.
I just don't know. It's a lot of question marks. And the main thing about the Steelers, they have the parts in all other places. Big Ben is a question mark because of what we talked about, his age and his injury history and the offensive line. So it's hard for me to really go all in on anybody, Pittsburgh Steelers, on the offensive side of the ball right now. Although, I do like Chase Claypool.
I mean, I was just going to say, if he's upright and Ben gets the sling, he's slinging it to a very nice threesome of receivers right now. And I'm not even discounting James Washington as being the wide receiver four. He's good, too. Deontay Johnson, obviously, they get Juju back on a team-friendly deal, and Chase Claypool. Chase Claypool definitely was in consideration for one of the better rookies of last year. He had a really good year, considering all the trials and tribulations that the Steelers went through throughout the course of the year. Claypool came out on top. I've seen some Claypool in the preseason. He looks just as good as advertised to be good in year two.
I think Juju is their number three at this point.
Yeah, Deontay Johnson's the best receiver on that team in my mind.
Okay, so then Juju being wide receiver three, that probably, I don't know what that is. That
Ashley's hair.
All right, well, at least it's Ashley's hair, you know, not somebody's genital hair.
But anyway. Yeah, for real.
So that's
good.
That
I can deal with it.
That you can deal with. But again, I would say that Juju Smith-Schuster needs to, he already put out a TikTok during a preseason game, and he said, like, just can't help myself, you know, and they're doing the... Like, why? Why can't you help yourself?
I'm sure Devin Bush wants to beat the shit out of him.
What is the deal? Like, why can't this kid just stop? Like, is he just that immature? Is that what it is? Is he not growing up?
I mean, I guess they're all, at this point, to say immature, I don't know. That's like the generation that he's from. I don't think his teammates really like it. It's going to be different if they start losing football games. You're going to have to see Juju out there doing fucking TikTok dances. I think it will grow old, and that's a team thing. They need to handle that internally. Personally, I don't like it, but I also don't really give a shit.
I know you don't care.
Another thing I want to say is if you're going to come at Juju for the TikTok shit, you got to come at Claypool. He does the same exact shit. He doesn't have the following that Juju has, but he does the same exact shit. They're both the most cringeworthy receivers in the league. Deontay Johnson doesn't do that shit. That's why I ride with him.
I like it. I like that a lot.
That has nothing to do with why he's the best receiver on that team.
No.
So I was going to say, he said it before. Johnson's the best because TikTok, it doesn't exist.
His ability with the balls in his hand after he catches it is unparalleled to the other people.
How many multiple balls in his hand after he catches it?
Yikes. Yeah. Two, three, if you count everything that's part of it. There's a lot of references to that today. I'm not for it. I don't know. Whatever. But anyway, going back to the depth chart.
I'm going
to
start doing that. Every time you reference Cowboy comment,
you just make me uncomfortable. Nuts. Okay. Appreciate you. Their fullback, who's listed as a fullback, and there's not many teams that have an actual all-purpose fullback, and that is Derek Watt, part of that phenomenal family of football players. That's say that three times fast. Phenomenal family of football players. All right, they did it. Not that hard. And then obviously
said it one time fast.
Phenomenal. How do you like that?
He's like, I say it three times fast. He did it once, moderately slow, and then he's like, yeah, there. It wasn't that hard. I did it.
Do it fast now. I'm like, anyway, Eric Ebron, the age-old vet, the wily veteran that they have there as tight end, touchdown machine, used to be at least. I'm not so much anymore. But a good offense. But they go as far as their offensive line goes, and that's the scary part of the Pittsburgh Steelers. Now, flip side, the defensive I've never seen a bad Pittsburgh Steelers defense, much like we say that about the Ravens. I see that very similar. Obviously, led by their defensive ends, Cam Hayward, and of course Stephon Tuitt. Defensive tackle Tyson.
TJ Watt's their best defender by far.
Oh, 100%. Right. I mean, I'll never forget taking Taco Charlton over him.
Who's the linebacker they just signed?
They signed?
Or acquired. No, they traded for Joe Schobert.
Oh, no, yeah. There's somebody else too, I'm pretty sure.
No, Schobert's the guy they got from Jacksonville.
Who's the guy that's replacing Bud Dupree? It was fairly recent, an acquisition that they just made.
Devin Bush is there. He's the... No,
somebody
not
else
him.
Too.
All right. I'm pretty sure it's Schobert.
I can't. Schobert Melvin was Ingram the third.
Melvin Ingram.
Oh. Yeah. Oh, all right. Well, nice. I'm looking. He's listed as the second, but he'll get in there. And that's a big get for them. That defense is going to be good. I mean, look, they have one of the best free safeties in football right now, Micah Fitzpatrick. I always think, you know, he's a ball hawk in itself. Joe Hayden, his better years, I think, are behind him, but I still think he's good as a corner, as one of their starting corners, and of course Cameron Sutton and Terrell Edmonds. You cannot discredit them.
Their defense is fucking loaded.
Yeah, their defense is very, very good. And that might be the thing that puts the Steelers in the conversation to win the division, but you know, we'll talk about it because look, we already have collectively, we have the Ravens winning 11 games. We have the Browns winning 11 games. So like, can the Steelers win 12 games, 13 games as we pull up the schedule? Like this is going to be a tough schedule, tough sledding right off the rip in the first four, you know, at Buffalo, at Green Bay, within their first four games. So they're going to have to, they got their hands full early.
Packers schedule is so fucking hard.
I know, you're looking, that's what happens when you go 13-3 and you're the one seed and all this other shit, you get the hardest schedule. That's the way it works.
Then explain why Detroit's schedule is the exact same thing.
Because well, so they hard. Suck every year. It doesn't
but my
matter.
Point is, it's like, we don't get to pick your crossover games based on on your record from the previous year, right? So
yeah, you do. You get the strength of schedule. You get the first place team in the divisions and stuff like that. That's still a thing. So that's why the Packers are getting the Steelers.
But my point being is,
unless they're playing
Detroit,
the whole division.
I'm talking about the crossover games for the AFC.
Oh.
Like we have to play the North.
Right.
So the Lions also have to play the North. That's just those three teams that we got to play, Cleveland, Baltimore, and Pittsburgh. That makes our schedule fucking really hard. The four AFC games, or five, four of them is Kansas City, fucking Pittsburgh.
You talk about Green Bay.
Yeah, all right. Yeah. Next.
Sorry. No, I was just... No,
because I'm wrong. I shouldn't be talking about the Packers when we're talking about the Steelers.
But, though, the only reason why I brought up the Packers is because they're on the schedule. They're on the schedule in the first four games, and then they got Denver, Seattle. So very easily, within their first six games, 500 might be the way to go for the Steelers because Seattle's going to be a tough get. That's going to be on Sunday Night Football. But the wins come over, to me, Denver, Cincinnati, and Las Vegas. That's how I could see them winning those three games out of the first six. So they're off to a decent start.
I think Buffalo is very beatable week one.
I don't know, man. In Buffalo,
Big Ben's healthy right there. I mean, it's going to be a good football game.
Absolutely. That's a great 1 o'clock matchup on opening week. Then they get the early bye. That's a week seven bye, considering the fact that the byes start in week six. They're get one of the earlier ones. But then that means, and this is to kind of testament to what you just said about Big Ben, bro. Like, considering the fact that they have an early bye, right? And that's six games in, that means they have to play, you know, 11 straight games after the bye. So there's no breaks in between. So that might wear and tear on Big Ben going forward. But they after the bye, they get Cleveland, Chicago, Detroit. You know, I see two wins out of there. So that gives them five for me.
They end the season on a fucking...
Ooh, that's 16, a burn.
17, 18,
that's a burn. That's rough. So look, so just based off the fact that I got 3-3 in the beginning, right? And then let's just say they get a win over Chicago, Detroit, Cincy. That's another three. That gives them six. The rest of the schedule is rough for them. Even if they were to split those games, you know, that might only put them at like 9 wins this year, 10 wins at most. So what is AJ pulled up? The over under win total for the I say Las Vegas because that's who comes up with the odds, not for the Las Vegas Raiders. We'll talk about them this week, as a matter of fact. But I got to know if Vegas sees this as a very tough schedule for the Pittsburgh Steelers. Listen to their last four games, folks. Tennessee, at Kansas City, at home against Cleveland, and they finish the year in Baltimore. What do we got, AJ?
An even 9.
Wow. See, that I think that's right where it belongs.
Right on a push.
Yeah. I'm
I'll give him. I mean, you got to. Their defense is so good that they're going to beat a lot of these teams
based off their defense alone.
By default.
Gooch, what do you. I have them. I'll start it off. I get them. I'm giving them 10 wins.
I'm going to go 9 wins.
Okay. So you're going 9. I'm going 10. AJ, what do you got?
8.
Jesus Christ. All right, so you really think that time is up.
Their roster is really good outside of...
So AJ has been 8-9. I mean, that's scan the comments, see if there's anybody that's given the Steelers a little bit better of a burn.
Somebody gave him 7-10, and I also agreed with that. I was between 7-10,
my God. All right, well, look, the Steelers are getting older, and when I say older, it's only at their quarterback position with a bad offensive line. They're going to win some low-scoring games because of their defense. I think that's a very easy possibility to win some of these close games, but I don't know, man. I feel like they're going to finish third this year. I really do.
One thing that you guys should take into account, I'm sure you already know this, is that Big Ben is horrible on the road compared to how he plays at home, and he's got the Bills game on the road, the Packers game on the road, Browns on the road, Chargers on the road. A lot of really good teams on the road.
I mean, look, it remains to be seen. We won't throw too much stock into a mid-August prediction, but again, barring any injuries, their defense looks loaded.
I think their defense is potentially a top three unit in the league, so it's hard for me to go with a losing record for a team that has a unit that good.
Very fair.
Yeah, no, I like that too. I mean, I don't know. It'll be interesting to see what they can pull off. That division is tough. That division is loaded. So we'll have to pick a division winner now, Gooch, as we round out the AFC North. We've talked about the Browns and the Ravens both having more wins than the Steelers, so that by default kicks the Steelers out, kicks the Bengals out. Who do you got winning the AFC North out of the Ravens and the Browns?
I mean, I have them tied, right?
You do. So who's going to win that tiebreaker?
I'm just going to give a default to Cleveland because I do think that they have a better roster. I don't think their coach is as good, but they do have more. They have a better roster. That's all I'll say. The Ravens have more complete holes. With Bateman hurt already going into the year, I just think that there's going to be Achilles' heel for them. It's going to be throwing the ball deep, and they're going to need to start doing that soon. If Bateman needs to get healthy, and if that happens and he plays well, then that could change. But right now,
I will ride with Gooch on this one. I'm going to say Cleveland takes this division, which gives us now three division winners. I'm sorry. So far, we have the Bills coming out of the East, the Titans coming out of the South, and now the Browns coming out of the North. So tomorrow, what do you got?
Oh, I have the Browns and the Ravens tied as well as Gooch does. I think I have them both at 12.
12 wins. Yeah, you have them better.
Yeah, and I also think it's going to be the Browns basically because of exactly what Gucci said. I'm worried about that.
All right, so we all have the Browns is the Browns, but they're winning the AFC North. So tomorrow we'll start Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. We're going to rock with the AFC West. We'll pick a division winner, and all of a sudden we're done with the AFC. So by next week, we start with the NFC and the teams that personally, I know this is going to, that doesn't make me sound like uneducated or not misinformed, but I'm well more informed on the NFC teams considering I do so much research for the teams that the Cowboys can potentially lock up with. So that's why I know more about, to me personally. But yeah, so that'll do it for the AFC North. We'll take the Browns to win the division. Later on this afternoon, look for Scoop Espo's blog. I did not read it yet, so I'm not sure as to who he picked. Let's see if he rides with us. So be sure, chopsportsmedia.com for the blogs. Be sure to listen to all of our podcasts on our network. We're cruising right now. We have a lot of good things coming up. I said it yesterday. And by the way, I know this is not going to mean a lot to anybody else that, well, maybe if you've been rocking with us since Jump Street, something that was done so like subtle and so minimal and so like off the radar thing when I was driving. We hit a red light. What are we looking for, Gucci? Okay. It definitely flew off, so it's probably underneath the desk.
Oh, here we go.
Yeah.
Got my note.
Oh, you're soft close. But anyway, I will say this, and this might sound kind of, I don't know, dumb. I remember. But kind of not even dumb. But if you look over to, well, you can't see it on the cameras, but if you look up at this stream, you're looking at a logo that we started this company with. And we're back. We're like, yeah. I feel like that's Chop Sports through and through. You can see it on the jersey in Gucci's frame right now. That is the Chop Sports logo that we came up with, we designed, and we had somebody from Afghanistan or something. Or, no, not Afghanistan.
Not Afghanistan.
Oh, yeah. Especially not Afghanistan. Whoops. But anyway, she gave me the bright eye, like, don't say it. But anyway, we did come up with Chop Sports. It screams Chop Sports. It literally says Chop Sports. That's going to be on all our marketing stuff going forward. So no discredit to the creator of the other stuff. We'll still use that stuff from time to time, but we got to get back to basics. And I think that we're heading into the best part of the year, the calendar year for sports, with baseball pennant races heating up, football's about to be in full swing, basketball will be back before you know it in November, all the hockey will be back, everything will be rocking and rolling in the fall. That's where Chop Sports will flourish. So if you've been riding with us since the beginning, welcome back, because we're about to hit the highway, and we're about to hit the highway and gun it. So this has been another episode of the Chop Sports Podcast. Thank you guys so much for listening. Again, subscribe, like, also definitely follow us on social media. We are doing a $100 giveaway. If you tag two people under the post, look for that post. We're doing a giveaway for our 1,000th follower on Instagram. We're almost there. We're at that, like 9:30 at some point. We were up a couple, then we're down a couple, then we're up a couple. So a lot of these people are like fake and bots, or as Ashley says, they're just fake. They're just fake. They're fake people, fake support. But anyway, for Sturch and Gooch, and of course, AJ from all the way across the country on the couch, this has been another episode of the Chop Sports Podcast, and we'll see you guys tomorrow.